弟兄姐妹，我们在过去几次我都是讲到哥林多前书，那么我就想哥林多前书这本书呢是非常重要，我们今天对教会，对我们今天的属灵光景，是我们一个学习跟一个检验。
In the past few times, I have shared with you from the book of 1 Corinthians. This is a very important book because it is very relevant to today's spiritual situation of our churches. So we can learn from it a lot.
其实这不是只有我们教会，其实是众多教会，我想都是我们都看见，我们是有很多问题，但是我们并没有失望，因为神说呢，他把教会做成荣耀，因为他是预定我们得到荣耀的。
As this is not only the problems of our church, but it's really relevant to very many churches because all churches have their own problems. But God has promised us that He is going to lead us into glory.
那我们稍微再回想一下这个历史的话，哥林多教会是保罗在第二次宣道的时候建立的。
Let's first look back into the history a little bit. The Church of Corinth was established by Paul in his second missionary trip.
那是差不多是一年多，他在哥林多的这个教会，所以在那里建立教会以后呢，在这边待了一年多，来兼顾、来教导跟弟兄们在一起。
So he established that church, and he spent about a little bit over a year in the Church of Corinth to help the brothers and sisters to strengthen their faith.
然后他就在第三次在宣道的布道的路上呢，他停在以弗所有三年多时间，那个时候听到哥林多教会出了问题。
Then during his third missionary trip, he spent about three years in Ephesus. And during that time, he heard of all the problems that was happening in the Church of Corinth.
所以我们想，大概哥林多教会大概是五年多的时间，大概五六年的光景吧，大概就是五六年的这个时间。
So that's about like five or six years after the church was established.
那我们可以想象，当时的教会在哥林多或者在各地保罗建的教会，应该是很快的，福音传得非常快一下就很多人进到教会来，这我们大概可以稍微想一下。所以很多得救的进来了，但是因为没有好好的喂养，这是一个可能，那么就属灵上就会出了一些问题。所以在各个书信里面呢，常会看到类似这样子的纠正他们。
So as you can imagine, when Paul was establishing those churches during his missionary trips, many church had all of a sudden major growth in their membership. So lots of people heard the gospel and believed, but then there was a lack of kind of enough teaching of the truth, and so many of the new believers may have misunderstood some of the truth and causing various problems. And that was probably the situation around that time.
或者是当时可能没有像我们现在有圣经这么容易可以读，那么我们今天就方便多了。当时是没有这样子的印刷所以很多人是基本上是到教会听一听是这样子。
Another possibility is that during that time, there were not Bibles available, as readily available to the church people, to the Christians, as the books are available to us today. So many of the Christians were just listening from here and there, and so they didn't have a full understanding.
好，那在整个书信里面呢，你去看的话，就会看到不同的问题。那我们现在 focus还是回到第一个问题，从第一章到第四章呢，保罗讲一个问题，什么问题呢？教会里面的纷争，教会里面的结党派，教会里面的纷争。我是属保罗，我是属亚波罗，我是属什么什么基督，属彼得等等之类的。
So you see lots of problems described in the book of Corinthians, but the first problem Paul was describing is about the strife among the members.
他在这个第一章里面他说呢，这个因为格莱是家里的人，第一十节曾对我提起弟兄们来说，你们中间有纷争。我的意思就是，你们个人说我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属基法的，我是属基督的。这是第一章讲的。
So in First Corinthians chapter one, actually it mentioned that there's divisions. 11 to 12. Yeah. So say, I have been informed concerning you, my brethren, by Chloe's people, that there are quarrels among you. Now that I mean this, that each one of you is saying, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ.
好，所以呢，保罗就针对这个问题呢，他从第一章一到第二章讲神的智慧在基督里面，就讲到十字架。然后从十字架以后呢，上一次我就讲到说这个啊，那么就分成在属灵的道路上呢，有属灵的人，有属血气的啊是没有得救的，有属肉体的，就是在基督里婴儿啊等等。
So because of that, I shared in the last message that Paul started to talk about the cross and how we believe in the cross. And then we talked about in the church, there are two kinds of people, those of the spirit and those of the flesh.
那保罗在解决他们的问题的时候没有说啊，就直接像我们有时候我以前小时候带孩子就是这样子，孩子不对的就惩罚他一下，然后也没有讲什么原因，那孩子也不知道，我们那时候还不太懂，所以要对孩子讲道理。像我女儿现在教孩子，她就会讲道理，很耐心的。我就发现，我以前是没有这个耐心。
So the way Paul tried to teach the Corinthian the church people was not like me. I used to just punish the people and punish the children when they do wrong. But Paul was more patient. Just like my daughter now was able to teach her child with such patience and will reason with her or him. Yeah.
我们不但是 punish， 而且还要臭骂他一顿。小孩子是。
So we didn't do well enough. We not only punished our kids, but also like really severely scolded them.
保罗这里就很有耐心。你看他从前面第二章、第三章，甚至到第四章呢，这整个四章呢，都在讲一个问题，就讲纷争的这个问题。
But Paul was so patient. He spent the chapters 2, 3, 4, even chapter 5, all four chapters to talk about the problem of strife.
所以呢，他是要带他们在一个属灵的高地上来看这些问题。因为我们如果在常常在问题里面呢，搞不清楚。所以呢，保罗就很有聪明智慧的把他们带到一个属灵高地。那第三章呢，我们就要看一个在属灵更高的地位上来看。
So Paul wants to first lead them to a spiritual high ground because when we are in the trenches, we often cannot see our problems. So Paul has such wisdom that he wanted to lead them to the spiritual high ground first before he teaches them about the specific problems.
他说就是讲到说第二章讲到说他不知道别的福音就讲到基督跟十字架那这个受苦道理到底是有什么目的呢那么第三章就告诉他们神到底要在我们的身上用十字架跟基督走了这个道路，到底要做什么工作？这第三章就讲这个事情。
So chapter two, Paul talked about the cross and how we needed to. I know nothing but the cross and Christ and the cross. So cross and suffering are necessary. So then in chapter three, Paul further illustrated why we need to suffer and what can we accomplish from the suffering and the cross.
所以像洞平讲道也常常是把神在先知里面讲话的意象来让我们看见就从更高的属灵的高地上来看这样的话就可以改变我们的心思意念这是一个我们在我看到洞平讲道很多传道人讲道也是这样所以保罗这个是一个很好的例子那我想我们今天就是来看第三章的一段一段的看
So like Brother Jonathan Pond when he preaches he often teachesLet us see the spiritual vision first, and that way we can stand on a higher ground and we can understand the spiritual details more readily. And this, to understand God's heart as well. So this is a very effective way that many seasoned preachers would use, and I think Paul, so today we're going to look at Paul's wisdom in this regard in through chapter 3.
上个礼拜洞平讲到说以色列现在要盖圣殿第三个圣殿就剩下什么呢就剩下那个红母牛那他说红母牛现在已经找到但是还要验证所以我就跟好
So last week Brother Jonathan Palm mentioned about the reestablishing building of the third temple in Jerusalem and all the materials are readyExcept the red heifer. And now, just a few weeks ago, the red heifer was found as well. It is being tested, see whether it's true.
那我就前上个礼拜呢跟这个不同教会的弟兄姐妹在一起的时候我讲到这个一个姐妹就说 哎呀，那我现在开始不能再混日子的，要好好在神面前过日子。就看到这个，你就会想到我应该要怎么样来检点一下。这是一个很好的提醒，就是属灵高地上会给我们一个检点。
So I was sharing this issue with some of the brothers and sisters in several other churches as well, and one of the sisters commented that, oh, if that's the case, then I really from today on I should not like.Just goof around anymore. And so this tells us, you know, when we have the spiritual vision, when we are standing on the spiritual high ground, we're really able to see into the details of our behavior.
Okay, 好，我们现在先读一下哥林多前书的第三章，我们啊。
So now let's read from First Corinthians chapter 3.
第三章，哥林多前书的第三章。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
好，我们先读啊，我们先读第一段，我们就从第一节。好，我们第一节念到第八节，我们中文，我们就中文念，拿英文看好不好？那第二段我们再啊再来分中英文来。我们第一段先中文念，我们好开始。
First paragraph is only Chinese would read verses 1-8, please.
好，第一节到第八节，好，开始。弟兄，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩的。我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们。那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒、纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体？照着世人的样子行吗？有说我是属保罗的，有说我是属亚波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样吗？亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事，照主所量给他们个人的，引导你们相信。我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。栽种的和浇灌的都是一样，但将来个人要自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。好，我们就讲到第一段这里呢，我们就讲到说一到三节，我们上次已经讲过了，就是他就讲到说啊，这些纷争就显明他们仍然是基督里婴孩的。那第四到第五节呢，就讲到说啊，为什么保罗为什么这样讲呢？他有证据的，因为他们说有属这个，有属那个，这就是肉体的表现。好，那我们
so this first paragraph of verses 1-8. So we already talked about the first three verses last time. That's the how they were. The strife was due to the fact that they were like infants in the spirit. And God actually verses 4 and 5 talks about Paul had this.Evidence because they were saying, I am of Paul, I am of Apollos, etc.
好，第九到第十五节呢，我们请英文念一次，那中文再念。
So next we'll read verses 9-15. Let's read in English first, followed by Chinese. So English, for we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me, like a wise master builder,I laid a foundation, and another is building on it. But each man must be careful how he builds on it. For no man can lay a foundation other than the one who is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man builds on a foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each man's work will become evident. For the day will show it because it is to be revealed with fire.And the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. If any man's work which he has built on it remains, he will receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss. But he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire.
好，我们中文念从九到十五节。好
，Chinese please.
因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地。所建造的房屋，我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督， 此外没有人能立别的根基，若有人用金银宝石草木和谐在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样，火在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐，人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救，虽然得救仍像从火里经过一样。好，这是第二段，他讲到啊，说第九节，因为我们是与神同工的啊，这是我今天的题目啊，题目的这个。
So the second paragraph, verse 9, actually is the title of my sermon today. For we are God's fellow workers.
好，那么他说第一个重点是说，为什么这样说呢？因为你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。所以第一点，我就上面就写，我们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
So the first important point is that shown on the projected slide that we are God's field, God's building.
好，那这整章呢是讲三个重点，一个是第九节里面讲到说我们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。那第二个重点在哪里呢？我们现在先不要念，我就先指给你们看一下第十六节。好，我岂不知你们是神的殿啊？所以神的灵住在你们里头吗？所以呢，第二个重点就是说我们是神的殿啊，是第二个。第三个重点是什么呢？就是在第二十三节里面讲的，他说呢啊，并且你们是属基督的，基督又是属神的，万有都是你们的。
So this whole paragraph has three important points. The first one is in verse 9, that you are God's field, God's building. The second important point is in verse 16, that do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? And the last important point is in verse 23, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God.
OK， 好，我们现在先来讲，因为我怕时间不够，不一定会讲所有的，所以我还是先讲第一个重点。他说呢，我们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
We may not have time to go through all three points in detail, so let's start with the first one. It says, "We are God's field, God's building."
他说呢，我们是神所耕种的田地。那么这里就讲了两个重点，一个是耕种，一个是田地。
So in this sentence, there are already two separate points. One is where God's field, the other is God's building.
所以这讲到一个是耕种跟田地啊，这两个就是第一个比喻里面，我们就看到这两个重点。
So the first parable, God's field, actually includes two points. One is it's God's work, and He kind of was working on it, and the other is the field itself.
啊，第二个呢，他比喻说我们是神所建造的房屋，就是也是讲建造，还有一个是房屋啊，这两个，一个是动词，一个名词。我们大家可以知道是这两个差别。
So the second parable, we are God's building. In the Chinese translation, there is both a verb, build, and a noun, house. The house that God builds.
好，那我们知道你农夫种田的目的是什么呢？想想看，有没有人当过农夫或者是种过田的
？So any of us used to be a farmer. So do you know what is the purpose of kind of the making the field and also build a house?So、
对，种田是为了什么？为了收成嘛，为了从农田。那农夫很辛苦的，我在农村长大的。那个种稻子呢，要四个月，整整四个月，啊，缴不了的。那这四个月是很辛苦的，风吹雨打，农夫都要田里。他目的是什么呢？就是为了要收成嘛。所以第一个重点，你看到田地是要辛苦工作，还要。
So the purpose of tilling a field, I actually grew up in countryside, so it's actually not easy to grow grains, and so each crop, it takes like four entire months of time to really work hard. You till the field, you plant, and etc. So it's a lot of hard labor. And, but, so the reason the farmer would till the field is because they are hoping for the harvest.So that's the harvest.
我小时候在国小的时候，这个都要去田里帮忙。那个割稻子是很辛苦，为什么呢？全身都痒的，因为那个割稻子的时候呢，会灰，就是那个稻子 在割完以后呢，还要去就是那个叫什么，就是打用机器踩的，用脚踩的，让他去打。那时候都是手工的，那灰满地，满天都灰，全身都是那种毛。
So when I was in the elementary schools, I used to have to help my family or help in the field to do the work. And so during harvest time, it's like you chop off those grains. It was actually very difficult because you would itch all over everywhere on your body. It's like just itches very significantly. And then also you have to shred it. So afterwards, you needed to go to the used, like separate the grain from the stalk, and so that's all manual. So you have to use your feet to step on some kind of thing,
machine.
A machine. And then to do that work. And so it's a lot of manual hard labor.
还不像我们今天可以随时可以洗澡，没有洗澡的，回家还没有得洗澡的。
And then once you got home, there's actually not always a place so convenient like today to take a shower. There's no place to take a shower.
好，所以我就讲到说，农夫为什么这么辛苦呢？而且他还要那么长时间。风吹雨打，像稻子呢，到最后一段一定要是太阳，不要有水的，前面要很多水。它是不同的时间，不同的这四个月里面呢，要看天吃饭的。如果天气不好的话，那很可怜的。
So, you know, why would the farmers work so hard? Because, so they're actually, you really have experienced a lot of the wind and the sunshine. For example, for the rice crop, at the last few months, it really only needs the sunshine and without any water. So that has to be kind of the condition for a good crop. So it's just so much work and it just depends on, they're really hoping for the harvest. Yeah.
我记得小时候有一次呢，台风很大，然后呢，我们学校呢就放假，因为呢，我们要把教室啊所有的走廊都让农夫来晒稻子，所以我们好高兴哦，那一个礼拜我们都放假。
I remember there was a time, there was a significant typhoon, and so our school was closed because they needed to allow the school field and the classrooms and areas, playgrounds, to allow the farmers to like spread out their crop, rice crop.
为什么呢？因为呢，如果最后稻子要熟的那一段时间啊，几个礼拜，它要是干的，让太阳可以晒。可以熟，那如果这时候下雨怎么办呢？下雨那整个稻子都倒了，倒了又就发芽了，根本不能割，倒了就很难割了啊，知道吗？所以他赶的时间，不管怎么样下雨，反正也是要割，割了怎么办呢？没办法晒稻子啊，就晒到教室，就用这样子的方式。
Because the last few weeks of last few weeks of the ripening stage of the rice crop, it really needs a lot of sunshine to dry it.So if the typhoon, the rain is going to come, so you're going to have to cut it off before the rain comes, because if it got rained, the crop will actually, the head will drop down and actually germinate. And that way you won't be able to harvest at all. So in order to save the crop, you have to cut it off before it ripens. Then you have to spread it out somewhere to let it dry, even without the sunshine. And that process takes time and effort.
那所以呢，我们就知道农夫种田，就像圣经里面讲说，神啊说我们是他耕种的田地。那么你就知道这个要花出辛劳。第二个怎么样呢？你要知道不是靠你自己而已，是要靠神的。也就是怎么样让它长，怎么样能够收成，不是看你自己可以的，是要依靠天。就是我们小时候说要靠天，那么圣经就知道说我们是要依靠神。这也是告诉我们怎么样呢？是神让它生长，是要依靠神，靠我们自己再努力也不见得可以收成。
So the farmers work so hard to get the harvest. So on the one hand, there is this hardworking aspect of the farmers themselves, but also it teaches us that it really is not just dependent on your hard work, because it also is up to God, because you are expecting rain and sunshine at the proper time. And it's really...nothing that you can have any control of. So that's why you're going to rely on God and also in addition to your hard work.
那么我们知道如果农夫收成好的时候呢，那种喜乐就可以超过，就可以让他忘记他所花的这段时间的辛劳，这是我们大家都可以明白的。
So as the farmer gathers a great harvest, he would be so joyful that he forgets all of his previous hard work and labor.
那么第二个讲到说建造了房屋，那建造房屋是什么目的呢？我们建造一个房屋是什么目的呢？
So the second point is about building a house. Why do we build a house? Because we want to live in it.
我们住在里面是因为我们如果在外面很辛劳了，我们到家里是怎么样？很得到安息的。在家是一个很好。如果没有，人家说金窝银窝不如什么自己的狗窝。所以这个家你自己盖这个房子是很好的，就是神真的是给我们很多恩典，我们可以建造房屋。
Why do we want to kind of stay in a house? Because after a long days of work and hard work and labor and toil, you wanted to go back to a place called home and you can rest and rejuvenate. And there's this Chinese saying, so you have goat house and silver house, and none is as good as my dog house. So, but regardless, it means a place that we can call home, we can just really go back and enjoy.
对，所以房屋在这个房子里面呢，你会得到安息。但是盖房子很重要是怎么样？要按照那个蓝图。如果你没有按照蓝图的话，你就偷工减料，那盖出来的房屋那就是不行了。
So you can find rest in a house. Now, in order to build a house, you have to have a blueprint. So if you do not have the right blueprint, and then the house that's built is not going to be good either.
那所以呢，盖房屋的时候，你会知道很多人在盖，对不对？有人是做窗户，有人做门，有人做水泥啊、木匠、屋顶。所以盖房屋它是有不同的工人是要配搭。盖房屋讲到什么？第一个蓝图，第二个是大家配搭，因为是需要很多不同的工作在里面。
So in order to build a house, you of course, in addition to having a blueprint, you also need various kind of skilled workers. So you will need some people will make the windows, some will make the doors, some are carpenters, some are other type of workers and skilled workers. So you need various different techniques. So there are two aspects here. One is a blueprint, the other is co-workers.
好，所以我们讲到田地啊，耕种的田地跟建造房屋，它有不同的面。但是这是神所要做的工作的特质，就是保罗用这两个例子来告诉我们，在属灵里面呢，神是做同样的工作的。
So regardless of it's God's field or God's building, so field and building have different, each has different characteristics. Regardless, still they have the commonalities as well, and God is the one who does the work among us.
啊，所以我们刚刚就看到这个撒种的种子是什么呢？耶稣在马太福音里面讲，那个种子是什么呢？种子就是福音，就是耶稣基督。所以撒种如果撒那个败子的话呢，那长出来就不行。所以我们这边看到。
So we know that there are the seeds that Jesus talked about casting seeds, right? So we know the seeds are the actually similar to the blueprint. And so if you sow the bad seed, then the crop is not going to be good.
好，所以麦子跟败子其实长得很像的，我看过，我很难分的。我小时候我根本不会分的，麦子跟败子，大人都要去把败子拔掉，因为以前没有除草剂的。
So, you know, the Matthew, in the book of Matthew, Jesus talked about the wheat, the wheat and the...
麦子怎么说?
Forgot.
麦子英文是...
So we have the different, we have the two types of the plants. One is wheat, one is the wheat. So basically, so in the old days, there was no weed killers.
所以你知道那个以前都不是用化学的，都用人工去摘的。那我小时候根本不会分的，拔会拔错的，所以大人都不让我们小孩子拔。要把败子拔掉呢，那个是要有，就是要不容易分的。也就是说，属灵的假冒也是很厉害的，我们很难分的。麦子跟败子在田里面，基本上你如果没有农业的专业，你看不出来的。
So in fact, a lot of the times the wheat and the weed, they look very similar in the field. If you are not an expert, you actually cannot distinguish weed from the wheat. And so when I was little, the adults wouldn't let me go to pull the weed from that because I might have pulled the wheat plants instead. So it was very kind of in disguise. The weed is very much hard to distinguish. So this tells us the spiritual lesson that sometimes the kind of work could be disguising as well. Yeah.
那么他讲讲房屋建造是什么？是根基很重要。根基是什么呢？是耶稣基督。那个蓝图，那个摩西在山上啊，神跟他讲说，你要照山上的样式来盖那个会幕。虽然摩西很聪明，神说你不可以自己盖的，要照山上的样式。
So when Moses was building the tabernacle, God was also specifically instructing him, you have to build it according to the pattern from the mountain.
Yeah.
You cannot build it according to your own design, even though you're very wise.
So 我们就知道教会的根基就是耶稣基督，也就是教会的建造，这跟你撒种一样的，就是耶稣基督。福音不是一个道理，福音也不是一些教条，福音是耶稣基督自己。
So the foundation of the church is Jesus Christ, and so gospel is not just a doctrine, but it is has the foundation of Jesus Christ.
好，那我们这一段呢，就是从九到第十五这一段呢，第一个我们就知道是耕种的田地建造房屋，我花一些时间让大家看。那么我们现在已经讲根基，那我们现在看十二节那边讲到说，若有人用金银宝石草木和谐在这根基上建造，那
So we talked a little bit about God's field and building. Now we're talking about the foundation of a house. So regarding the foundation, let's read verse 12 again of the 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
十二节我就念过，你念十二节。
Okay, so 1 Corinthians 3:12. So it is saying, if any man builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw.
Yeah.好，因为我们知道盖房子都要经过什么验收，你有没有盖房子那不用验收，然后不用经过检查，然后你就住了，大概以前可以，现在大概不行了，现在一定要经过政府验收，这是验收一样的，就是你盖好房子又要怎么样，要试验它到底合不合格。
So after a house is built, usually you will need to have the house inspected and certified, so here or get the permit, so here just it's just likeyou know, inspecting a house, so you wanted to have it tested.
好，那我们就知道这里就讲到一些个材料啊，有金银宝石草木和谐，对不对？有一些各种不同材料。
So there are various materials to build. So there's the gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, and straw.
那金是代表什么呢？在圣经里面你看，金代表是啊，金是代表神的性情，就神的性情都用金子来代表。我们的信心也是一样啊，金子。就是我们经过试验以后呢，我们的信心会像金子一样，把神的性情存留下来，在我们身上就是金的样子。
In the Bible, gold represents God's character. So, in when we talk about our faith being tested, and that's like after it's tested, you will have if it's gold, it remains, and that God's character remains in you.
那么金子呢，也是代表神的荣耀，神的荣耀显现呢。就像金一样，所以讲到金子的这方面，讲到神，神自己。
Gold also represents God's glory. So when God reveals His glory, it is like pure gold. So gold represents God Himself.
这个啊，那银子呢？我们知道圣经讲到银是代表救赎的意思。以色列人在旷野，他们造会幕的时候呢，那他们每一家每一个人呢，要赎银，要缴那个赎罪的银的意思。所以银子代表救赎，就是耶稣基督的救赎工作。
We know silver represents salvation in the Bible. When Israelites were building the tabernacle, every family has to pay the redemption silver.
Okay.
So in Jesus is our salvation.
Okay. 那宝石呢？大家都知道，宝石是一种什么呢？宝石就是。是一种经过好，宝石是一种像碳的东西呢，很不贵重的东西，经过高温高压出来的宝石。宝石是一种合成的，它是一种经过温度压力，那么才能够塑造出那样子的发光的东西，这个叫宝石。
So precious stones, what's precious stones? So those are actually plain materials, but after long exposure to heat and pressure, they were able to transform into the shape of shiny and brightly looking wonderful precious stones.
我想我们当中有很多人，尤其姐妹们，一定都很喜爱宝石。其实我是对这个东西我没有概念的。
I know many of us, especially sisters, would love precious stones.
Yeah, 因为而且是很贵的，非常贵的东西，是不是？非常贵的东西。
Those are expensive. They tend to be very expensive.
啊，那我们就知道金银宝石这东西呢是很不容易得到的，都要经过火炼的，对不对？你要得到金银宝石，它是需要花很大代价才能得到的。
We all know silver, gold, and precious stones are hard to attain. Usually have to be through fire.
所以我们就知道，金子是代表神的性情、神的荣耀；银子代表耶稣基督救赎；宝石是什么呢？圣灵在我们身上做工，是圣灵的工作。圣灵在我们每个得救的儿女身上一生来做这个工作，一生的，懂吗？很长的。
So gold represents God's character and His glory, and silver represents the salvation of Jesus Christ, and the precious stones represents the work of the Holy Spirit in us throughout our lifetime. It's a long span of lifetime of work.
所以这些东西就讲到属灵的，他用这个用我们可以了解的物质的东西呢，告诉我们属灵工作的啊永恒的价值，它是需要花很大代价的。
So Paul is using the things that we can understand to refer to the spiritual value of the things that's of eternal value of the spirit in the spirit.
那什么是草木和谐呢
？So what do wood, hay, and straw represent?
好，草呢？一般的解经是说，草就是圣经里面讲到说，人的荣耀像草一样的。今天不过啊开花，明天就枯干了，被烧了，对不对？所以草代表什么？人的荣耀，对吧？人代表我们这个人的啊荣耀的发表。
So what does straw represent? The Bible said straw and wild flowers they may be glorious for a day, but then they will wither and no longer be seen. So straw represents the manifestation of human being.
耶稣也在比喻里面讲说，所罗门极荣耀的啊那些个衣服都比不上田里面的花，记不记得？圣经这样讲。
So Jesus also
就讲到人的荣耀，人的外面装出来的东西，在神面前不过火烧了就没有了。
And Jesus also mentioned Solomon in his most glorious days, what he was wearing was not as good as a flower in the field. So basically it says human beings' glory is not lasting.
那什么是木头呢？木头是代表人的性情，讲到我们人的性情。在盖圣殿的时候呢，那个木头造家木都要经过什么？包个金子的，不能够见神的。我们人的性情，天然的性情，在神面前是犯罪的，是不能啊，是要被击杀的。
So wood represents our human character. So remember when we were making in the tabernacle, when the tabernacle was made, the wood has to be wrapped by silver, need to be covered wrapped by
gold.
Yeah. So because the wood itself should not be revealed.
那最后一个禾秸，这个是代表什么呢？代表人的工作，我们的劳苦的工作出来，其实都在神面前算不得什么。就讲到人的工作，人的努力的成果，那讲到那个成果。
So hay, what does hay represent? Hay represents a
straw. No, it's straw. Straw. 最后一个那个禾秸是 straw. 哎，你的是不是讲 straw?
Yeah.
草木禾秸。
Right. So.Anyway, so it represents the work of the work of human. So man's work does not mean much at all.
所以金银宝石跟后面这个三个材料是相对的，一个讲到神的荣耀、神的性情，一个讲到人的荣耀。木头讲到人的性情，那么银子代表耶稣基督啊，然后再来是讲到宝石，讲到圣灵的工作，那么禾秸这个是讲到是我们人的。工作人的努力的成果工作在神面前就是很大差异的。
So the gold, silver, and precious stones are in contrast to wood, hay, and straw, because the first three refers to God's work and God's characters and His glory, His salvation, and the work of the Spirit. Whereas the wood, hay, straw represents the man and man's work and man's character.
好，那他们讲到说有火会发现，那这火要试验个人的工程。然后呢，所以讲到说， 的第十三节里面讲到的。
So each man's work will become evident, for the day will show it, because it is to be revealed by with fire.
那么这个火不是讲到啊白色宝座，是讲到我们在基督台前的审判。我想应该是这个，因为他说，虽然我们经过火，我们所做的如果是草木和屑会被烧掉，但是我们还是什么？还是得救的。他这边讲到说，我们还是得救的，也就是这是讲到奖赏的问题，这不是讲得救不得救问题。
So fire here is not referring to the brimstone fire at the white throne. Rather, it is about the Jesus Christ's the throne of Jesus Christ, because that it is about, you know, after the work, a man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved. So it is still the believers, you know, the fire of for the believers.
因为我们有的时候会对圣经节会有一点 confuse， 不太明白。那我想这里应该很清楚。我们看十五节这里，他人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，仍像从火里经过的一样。
Yeah, because sometimes we get confused about which type of judgment we're talking about. So here, should be fairly clear here, as written in verse 15, if any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire.
好，那我们就知道说，神所说的这个工作其实都是在讲属灵的。那我们现在稍微讲一下属灵的意义里面，我们到底今天啊怎么看？我们刚刚就讲过这一段啊，整个用我们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋，我们所做的根基是什么？我们所用的材料是什么？是金银宝石呢，还是草木？这些我们再来用属灵的眼光来看一下。
So we understand all the work that God is referring to is all about spiritual. So we already talked about God's field and God's building, and what kind of materials do we use to till God's field and build God's building? And so it is really includes the gold, silver, precious stones, and wood, hay, and straw. So we now wanted to continue.
Okay, 啊，尼若森弟兄曾讲过，他说一个人如果讲道，他很容易的就出来了，不需要花什么心思。他很有才华，很有恩赐。他说在神面前，跟另外一个人。
So, Brother Watchman Nee said one time that if someone is really good at preaching, and if he just kind of preaches very easily, words flow out from himself.
那另外一个人呢？他是花很多功夫在神面前祷告。他经过很多挣扎，他经过很多的在神面前的祷告，他的恩赐不是很大，但他很得着这个啊神的话的时候，他经过感动，经过负担出来的。他说这两个是很不同的工作，这他可能讲他自己的经历吧，我在想。
Whereas another person who is not as gifted as the first brother, and but when he is preparing for the preachings, he has to go through a lot of suffering, a lot of struggling and praying and preparation, and after all this, what comes out from the sermon is very different.
那他的负担啊，所出来的那不是他的，好像是就是说那个就是他这边讲的啊，他自己的可能应该他自己的经历，就是说什么叫金银宝石，什么叫草木和屑，他大概是我想我们啊，这段讲道的人，像我在准备这个，其实我准备很久。今天我已经准备很久，我去欧洲旅行，我在想这个问题。
The burden that comes out of this kind of sermon are entirely different. So it's just like maybe Brother Nee was referring to himself. So in this case, like as I was preparing for this sermon, I prepared it for a very long time.
就是我一直在想，但是呢，怎么样子把这个啊讲的能够清楚，让大家能够得着，或者讲到神的旨意，也不是只有解释的很好。那这个真的是很难，所以我是承认，啊，讲道是很不容易。
I kept thinking about how could I not only explain the verses clearly, but also about how we can allow the brothers and sisters to gain truth in him.
Okay, 我现在稍微讲一下，就是说我们用属灵的角度怎么样来了解这段呢？好，我就是说。
So how can we understand this passage from the spiritual point of view?
我们在传福音的 的这个经历上，我们因为我们这礼拜五呢，周五我们查经就讲到《使徒行传》的十八章，那就讲到保罗传福音的时候呢，他的味道迫切，心里火热，我们大家都要分享这些。
So this past Friday, our Bible study group was reading Acts chapter 18. So we talked a lot about how Paul was very fervent for the word.
Yeah, 他说呢，保罗啊，希拉和提摩太，就是《使徒行传》的十八章第五节，希拉和提摩太从马其顿来的时候。保罗为道迫切，向犹太人证明耶稣是基督。
But when Silas and Timothy came down from Macedonia, Paul began devoting himself completely to the word, solemnly testifying to the Jews that Jesus was the Christ.
在这个之前呢，保罗他是一边做帐篷的工作，一边传福音。后来等到希拉跟提摩太来的时候呢，我们的解释，我们的了解呢，认为说保罗应该这时候是什么？完全的就不做帐篷工作，他就完全的在哥林多那段时间呢，他完全的把自己献身传道的工作。
So prior to that, Paul was making tents as well as preaching the gospel. But after Silas and Timothy came down from Macedonia, our understanding is that Paul stopped making tents and devoted himself completely to preaching the gospel.
因为保罗虽然在哥林多建立教会，而且一年多的时间在那里，但他从来没有跟哥林多要任何的供给的事情，而且是没有，他说都是从马其顿的教会来供应他的。
So even though Paul established the Church of Corinth and stayed there for over a year, like about a year and a half, but he never asked them for any financial support. He had been making tents, and he actually mentioned in other books that it was his support.Partially came from brothers and sisters from Macedonia.
所以第十八章第五节讲说，希拉跟提摩太从马其顿来的时候，意思应该就是说他从那边得到供应了。那保罗有供应了以后呢，他就全身的来做献身传道工作，心里火热啊，为了传福音。
So Acts 18:5 says that when Silas and Timothy came down from Macedonia, that infers that he got the financial support from the church of in Macedonia. So because of that, he was able to devote himself completely to the word.
那我自己的经历是在我出信的时候呢，我就是很火热传福音，但是呢，可能不太会讲，也讲的不太有系统，也不太会引用经文，但是你就会讲你的得救的那种经历。你就那种喜悦那种感觉，就是你会很会，而且很愿意讲，不管人家听不听，就是讲。
My personal experience is that when I first believed in the Lord, I was have such fervor in my heart, and I just wanted to share gospel with others. Even though I didn't know enough of the Bibles yet, I didn't know how to quote Bible verses as I share gospel, but I would have such like.Burning desire in me to share the gospel with others. I just tell people.
那有些人呢，他可能刚信主几年呢，都没有什么。后来呢，他大复兴，他就是看见了，或者他是火热传福音，也有这样子的人。
Some other people may be different, and the first few years they didn't do anything, but then all of a sudden, after a few years believing in the Lord, they had a big sort of transformation in them, and they.Became so willing to share gospel with others.
那我们这最近一两个礼拜有一个姐妹，她就向她的朋友传福音。那么她花了两个钟头跟他们讲，然后她带到我们查经班来。那我们就很感动，因为这个姐妹呢，我们有一段时间没看到查经班，但是她就是最近非常火热传福音，让我们觉得很惊讶。
So in the past couple of weeks, there was a sister who was like really eager to preach gospel to others and to his friends and family. And then that last week, yeah. So she came back to church because we were all very touched because she hadn't been to church for quite a while. And then we realized she now recently became so devoted in preaching the gospel.
那么这对就是慕道友呢，他先生就这样讲，他说我看你们这样子，我真的很想信，到底那感觉是怎么样子。
So the sister led this couple of the seekers to church, and so the husband among these two seekers said, oh, well, seeing how you are, I really wanted to come and check it out and how Bible is saying, how church is like.
好像就是说啊，他就是很想要尝尝到底你们信了耶稣的人的那种滋味，他觉得他很想尝尝看，所以他就说他要来听，他要来看，他要来听慕道班，就是他是这样有这样的羡慕渴慕出来。
So he seemed to have this admiration. He wanted to taste how Christianity is being a Christian is like. So he wanted to see how you live, how you, you know, he wants to participate in the basic foundational truth studies.
那 有人就也提到啊，有人提到就是说呢，世康就说呢，我有的时候传福音好像没有果效，但是偶尔神也会给我们一点像甜头一样的，会有一点果效，让你很激励，让你觉得很鼓舞，让你整个灵就提升了，这个也是有的。
So Brother Cho also mentioned that sometimes when I preach gospels, there doesn't seem to have any effect, so get this pretty discouraged. But and sometimes you just have a sudden lift of your spirit because somebody believed, and it seemed to have a dramatic effect, and so that kind of gives you a boost in your spirit.
就是在保罗在哥林多的时候呢，就十八章的第九、第十，他说呢，因为在那里之前呢，犹太人。不但是啊，这拒绝福音，而且是破坏它，就是圣经里面讲到用言语来 abuse， 就是意思就是说啊，不但是只有不信，而且还非常的啊反对，到一个地步，就好像要把它置于死地。
So actually,
no, that's before, yeah, 那是在啊，应该是 Acts 18的 six， yeah, Acts 18的 six， I think.
So Paul was mentioning that actually, because of the preaching when he was gospel, some really resisted him and even blasphemed, and so it's really very hard to preach the gospel.
Yeah, 毁谤啊，抗拒毁谤他。
Some resisted and some blasphemed him.
然后呢，在第九、第十节里面就讲到说呢，那就是夜间呢，主在异象中对保罗说：“不要怕，只管讲，不要闭口，有我与你同在，必没有人下手害你，因为在城里有许多的百姓。”
And the Lord, in verses 9 and 10, it says, "And the Lord said to Paul in the night by a vision, 'Do not be afraid any longer, but go on speaking, and do not be silent.'" For I am with you, and no man will attack you in order to harm you. For I have many people in this city.
所以我传福音也是很多，有人呢一传了没多久他就愿意信了，不一定是教会，但是他就信了。有些人呢十年都没有信的，很多的，像我姐夫家就是这样子，超过十年的，最后他们信了，也是很大的鼓励。就是你做工很久很久，最后他们终于信了。
So for preaching gospel, some might accept right away, some might spend very long time, even like after 10 years, before they will finally come to the Lord. That's an encouragement happens.
有一个叫莫药山的作者胡正庆，就是在这个应该在文革那时候，他传福音，在他的家乡传福音，被关监牢。
There's an author for the book of Mo Yao Shan, and he was from Henan province.
Not Henan, it's Zhejiang.
Zhejiang province, and he said when he was preaching gospel during the years of the Cultural Revolution in China, and he was arrested.
那他就很稀奇，他从监狱出来以后，他去拜访这些他去过的地方，他很稀奇，他有传福音过的地方呢，都有教会建立了，那些村庄他没有去走过呢，没有教会。
After he came out of the jail, he went back to the places he was, and he was amazed that the places that he actually went to preach gospels had churches, whereas the places that he didn't go, didn't preach gospel, didn't have any church.
所以这给我们一个鼓励，就是我们今天传福音不要看表面，好像我们传福音没有果效，不一定，因为你传福音第一次没有果效，第二次人家跟他讲，第三次他可能就信了，因为你有撒种的关系，就像保罗所说的。所以呢，我们传福音也是一样，不要气馁，得时不得时的传福音，这是保罗说的。
So that's an encouragement to us because, you know, sometimes when you preach gospel, it's first time, second time, people didn't seem to believe, but third time, maybe they did. It's just because the first few times you actually planted and you watered, and just like Paul mentioned in these verses, so you don't know when it actually going to flower.
而且呢，我们传福音刚开始都会觉得好像不知道怎么讲，那就要读圣经了。所以你在这个过程里面呢，你自己会对福音、对主的认识呢，更增加、更真实的，就是你的根基就更稳固。就是我个人的经历是这样子。
So a lot of times we don't know how to preach gospels, then that'll encourage you to read Bible more and to understand the spiritual truth more and to know what words regarding gospel you can use from the Bible, and that's my personal experience as well.
所以我早期的时候有跟一些教会弟兄啊，像那个求弟兄，你们大概知道求上正弟兄，有些人知道，我们那时候都一个礼拜去一次，他找我。那刚开始都不太会讲，也不太会用引用圣经，然后就要开始找。那有的时候我们就后来就学到了，加一些经文，再加上个人的见证混在一起，啊，就是慢慢操练，慢慢操练，慢慢学。你一定要去讲，你一定要去操练。你不操练的话呢，这个就掉了，就没有了。
In my early years at this church, I'm trying to learn about preaching gospels. Some of you may remember Brother Cho, and I used to work with him, and we study search the scripture together about gospel verses. And so we learned about this method or approach of combining some verses, scripture verses from the Bible with personal experiences, and then we share with others.
那我们在门徒培训班里面呢，洞平也是跟我们说，如果你们只是听，不去操练，啊，不去讲，那这个东西是没有效的，就是不会进到你里面来，不会真正得着。你要得着，就是你要去操练，就像他说，你要去讲。
And in our discipleship training classes, Brother Palm also keeps telling us that.You really needed to do it because if you just listen and not try to carry out and practice it, then that's useless. So you really needed to practice it and practice what you have learned. Then you will truly gain the knowledge, although internalized, to become your own.
So we, 一方面做工与神同工，另外一方面呢，我们是神的工作，神在我们身上呢，要开始建立，慢慢更认识他，慢慢建立成。主的品格在我们身上，这是就是两方面的啊。讲到这个。
So on one hand, we are we work, we co-work with God. On the other hand, we are also God's work, God's workmanship. So when we are doing the works, we allow God to work in us so that we become have attained more of the characters of God.
好，我今天就讲到第一点，就是我们是神耕种田地建造的房屋。那第二、第三点，我暂时就不讲，下一次。那我现在是讲到。我们要回到第一段的一到八节里面，保罗所要讲的问题。
I just talked about the first point regarding where God's field and God's house, God's building. But the second and third points I will not talk about today. But let's go back to verses 1-8, the focus of God's message. Paul's message.
好，这边保罗讲到一个哥林多教会的属灵的光景，我们稍微先来想一想。我接这个这个第四个 ，OK 好。
So this passage talks about the spiritual condition of the Corinthian church.
好，我们看到第三节里面他讲到说，三章三节讲到说，你们中间有有妒忌纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体吗？讲到纷争的问题。
So for Corinthian 3:3 it says you.Have jealousy and strife among you, and so they talk about this issue.
Okay, 那我们先稍微一下看一看那个，好，我们先想想看，这为什么有纷争出来呢？就是我们用我们的，生活经历来想想看。
Why would there be strife? So let's think about it based on our own experience.
就是我们应该会刚开始两个人意见不一样。是不是对对一个事情意见不一样？好，这是一定会发生的，因为我们在今天这么民主的时代，每个人思想都有他的背景，所以第一个我们对一件事情做法会产生意见不一样，就是大家都可以明白的，教会也是一样，没有例外。
So the first reason is that we oftentimes have different opinions toward a matter in this democratic society and democratic time that we have various different backgrounds from our life experiences. So it's natural that we have different opinions toward any matter.
所以我们会有意见不一样的时候呢，如果这时候我们就学习像圣经所说的，我们像执事会我们意见不一样，我们就这个事情先不要做，放下来，大家和平的，大家回去祷告，每个人祷告看是谁要把这个 compromise， 还是说谁要听啊这个不同的意见的人啊，再讲一讲，看再祷告看看，就是我们如果这个过程是很和谐的。
So when we have different opinions, just like sometimes we do in our deacons board, so then we will decide not to make a decision at the moment. We'll go back and pray about it, pray over it, and then wait and see whether somebody might want to compromise or others might have different proposals. And then we wanted to carry it out in a peaceful and harmonious way and see how we wanted to proceed.
好，所以我们的意见不一样呢，我们的处理方式是可以啊和平的解决。比如说我太太，有些时候我好的时候，她讲不同意见，我们要去玩，她就不同意见，那我就如果自己的血气的话，就会开始抵挡。但我就有时候学习，啊，我就学习说啊，感谢你有不同的意见。
When we have different opinions, there are other, another way to try to work out is in a peaceful method. And so, for example, when my wife and I have different opinions, sometimes she wants to go to play somewhere. And my first reaction would be to resist. And then I would learn and to manage it better. And then I would say, oh, thank you for having a different opinion.
有一段时间我们是超人这样，有一段时间因为我们也是常看到哎，我们这样意见不一样，我们就造成这个彼此好像不太好，也不好，所以我们就操练一段时间，就是说，每一个人讲不同意见的时候，另外一方一定要讲，感谢主，你给我不同的看见。
So we both were practicing and say, well, because we realized if we have different opinions and then just and argue against each other, that's not helpful. So we agreed that we would.Whenever we have a different opinion, we would say, "Well, thank you for sharing this different opinion."
但我当然不会那么不会那么文雅讲这种话。我就说 "Good job."
But I would say it in a slightly different way and not as maybe polite. I'd say, "Oh, good job."
然后我就说，那我就说，我的心情就会稍微平静一下。但是呢，也不是每次都这样子。有的时候我会很生气。我计划这么久了，然后呢，我要做的事，你给我否决，一口都否决掉了。
Then I would gradually calm down after saying that. But sometimes it doesn't work either. I still get very angry and say, because I have planned for this for so long, and now you all of a sudden you said no.
Yeah. 所以这是一个学习，这是一个操练，就是你要学习。
So this is a learning, a practice, and you need to learn.
如果我们没有好好学习的话，照我们的生活习惯，照我们的自然反应，我们就落到纷争里面去了。纷争就是开始吵起来了。
So if we don't learn about this, then we will, according to our natural tendency, we will fall into strife. That is, we start to quarrel.
好，那纷争到一个地步会怎么样呢？会到处去讲，会跟我喜欢的人讲，会跟我亲近的人讲，我就开始讲某某人怎么样。那在讲的过程里面呢，就会开始有歪曲了，因为你是讲你有道理的地方，讲对方没有道理的地方，所以这边也讲，那边也讲，到最后怎么样呢？就形成有纷争的党派出来的。
The consequence of a quarrel, a strife, is that you're going to bring this kind of disagreement to someone else. You're going to talk to your friends or talk to your relatives, your parents. And then, of course, during that process of sharing with others, that you will have some truth twisted because you always focus on the part that you are right. And then, the next step would be to have like groups of people who have different opinions.
在教会里面我们难免，这是一个难免，因为这么多人，我们难免只是会跟某些人比较亲近，这是很难免的，因为我们是有限的人，不可能每个人我们都花一样时间，所以在这种时候呢，你会跟觉得跟你好的人去讲，这讲的话如果那个人又传话，到最后就麻烦大了，这整个教会就会很多的问题，这是怎么讲的啊，纷争党争就出来了。
So in church it's similar situation. So in Deacon board members might have some would be close to somebody more than more so than the others. That's very natural because everybody has limited time and energy. We wouldn't be very close friends with everyone. So when you start to talk to your close friends and to share about the situation and opinions, and then if that person also talks to his or her best friends, and then things will kind mm-hmm. of lose its original situation, like a truth, yeah. As it gets spread. So that will lead to the results of dissension.
Division,
and as it's written in this.
我想我们如果在这个政治里面，在民主社会，这是合理的，因为呢，它会党派这样说，党派就是个人有不同意见、不同的利益，所以我们就结成一个党。在民主政治，这是合情合理的，因为我们代表我们的立场，我们代表我们的利益，看谁能够最多得到支持的，这民主政治是很好的。
So in a situation of democratic politics, it's very natural.And that there's going to be different opinions leading to different occasional strife and divisions. So that's kind of a natural occurrence.
所以美国就有民主政治的这个共和党、民主党，那么选举对立很厉害。可是选完以后怎么样呢？应该握手，让这个国家和谐。这是美国的传统，也是我们学习的。那我想
，So the U.S. Democratic policy kind of causes the two.Parties, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, to be really butting heads against each other, and especially at election time. Okay. But afterwards, they would they're supposed to shake hands and get well on the same side again. That's kind of how it's supposed to be according to the American politics, and so that's what we need to.
但是有的时候是外表是和谐，好像是。要合一，但是其实里面呢，还是为他们党派利益的争，这是其实很正常的。那这个是在外面，在政治，但是在教会里面，保罗说不应该是这样子。我们有问题，我们应该要在主里面来解决来。
But in reality, sometimes even though on the surface the two parties are being united and getting shaking hands together, but in fact they are still just protecting the interest of their own parties. So that's in politics, but in church, Paul said we should be different. We should not do this.
好，我们先看一下圣经讲的这个纷争的教导，有关纷争，我就找了几个经文。我们大概这个讲完，今天大概就。
So let's look at the biblical teaching regarding strife and division. So after that, we'll have to stop. Yeah.
好，他这边讲到说，第一个讲到说，箴言的十五章的十八节，他说，暴怒的人挑起争端，忍怒的人止息纷争。
So in Proverbs 15:18, it says, "A hot-tempered man stirs up strife, but the slow to anger calms a dispute."
Yeah. 好，意思就是说呢，我们的人的怒气，我们的血气呢是非常重要的，因为我们的怒气血气一出来的话，那没办法解决的事情就只有越来越坏，挑起争端，本来一个小事情呢变大了，我们本来应该把大事变小，现在把小事变大，到最后变成分党，所以这是一个怒气，他讲到这个怒气很重要。
So this talks about anger management, because anger can do that damage in a situation, even if it's a small matter to start with. But if a hot-tempered man, that could stir up the strife and makes it a small matter become a big matter. But if somebody who's able to control his anger, then it'll be able to calm a dispute. So anger management is very important.
那当然我们如果在地上学习的话，就刚刚我们姐妹讲的 anger management。就好像是一个每个人都要学的功课，但是呢，圣经不是叫我们这样的，圣经是用十字架的方式来对付我们。你要想要越努力，其实越失败的，这是很奇怪的。
So in the world we talk about anger management, but in the Bible God talks about
a cross.
Cross. So if you wanted to work with your own effort, it's usually even worse.
好，我就讲一个忍耐的功夫例子给你们听。有一个人呢，当然这不一定是真实的故事。有一个人呢，很想要学习忍耐，他就在家里挑个重担，然后呢，他朋友来拜访他。
嗯 So I will tell you a story of a sort of person trying to learn about forbearance. So one person who wants to learn how to bear with the forbearance, and so he at home he put a burden on his shoulder.
然后他朋友来就说：“某某，你在做什么啊？”
So a friend came and asked him, "Oh, what are you doing?"
他说：“我在学习忍耐。”
I'm trying to learn about patience and long suffering.
这朋友走一走，又就回来问他：“某某，你在做什么啊？”
So then the person, the friend walked around and then come back and asked him, "What are you doing?"
他说：“我在学习忍耐，不是跟你讲过了吗？”
Didn't I already tell you? He said, "I am learning about patience and long suffering."
那这个人在院子里面走一走，这样再回来。
So that friend went out and walked around the in the yard
and came
back
to the house.
Back to the house and said, asked him one more time, "What are you doing?"
他说：“你在干什么呢？”
What are you doing?
他说他很生气，他说：“我已经跟你讲过两次了，我在学习忍耐，你没看到吗？你要害我在这个地方学习忍耐的方式。”
So that person started to become angry, and he said, "Well, didn't I already tell you twice that I'm trying to learn about patience and long suffering?"
所以这就像我们人，我们知道学习忍耐其实常常会失败的，我们就只有这时候转向主，就是你要承认说：“主啊，我不行。”你承认我不行了，你转向主才有希望。如果你一直在认为自己的努力去做，越做到最后越失败，越气馁，你就认为主的话不成立了。
The story tells us, according to our own human effort, it's not possible to learn patience. And so if you try your own effort, the more you try, the more failure you have, then you feel like, oh, it's God's word is not going to work. But that's not the right way.
好，所以呢，保罗自己也讲过了嘛。他在罗马书的第七章讲，他说呢，我立志行善由得我，但行出来呢，由不得我。也就是你要越立志，你越是越立志，你会发现越失败，这是很奇怪的。那你转向神的时候，转向主的时候呢，求帮助的时候呢，哎，解决了。
So Paul himself also said in Romans chapter 7 that I made up my mind to do good, but what comes out of me is evil.So it's just the situation, like if you try to rely on yourself and work hard, it's just not going to work. But if you turn to God and pray to God, oh, well, amazingly, it would be resolved.
那保罗说呢，我真是苦啊，但是他最后说，感谢主，在耶稣基督里面呢，他释放了我。在耶稣基督里面释放了我。
Paul said, woe to me, but praise the Lord that in Christ Jesus I am relieved.
好，弟兄姐妹，我想时间到，我就讲到这。下一次我们再继续讲，因为我这个人对时间控制不是很好，所以我就只有。
Given the time,
我以为可以讲很多，结果发现讲了一点点。
So yeah, so the next two points we'll talk about it next time.
好的，好，我们一起做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你，因为我们是你手上的工作，我们说是你耕种的田地所建造的房屋。
Dear Lord, we thank you for we are the work of your hands. We are your field and your building.
主啊，这一切都是你立意，你在创世以前，在你儿子耶稣基督里面向我们所起的意念。
You have willed all these even before the creation.
主，我们感谢你，因为看我们自己，我们真的是不行，但是我们在耶稣基督里面，我们喜乐，我们有盼望。
We thank you for when we look at ourselves, we are nothing. But in Jesus Christ, we have joy and hope.
主，这是我们多年来，我们正是走这个道路上，我们就越发现这个事实。
This is the reality that we have become more and more clear while walking in your path.
主，我们今天在教会里面，我们每个人不同的属灵的生命，我们真的是再一次更需要主你的圣灵来做工。
Today in church,As we are in different stages of our spiritual life, Lord, we really need your Holy Spirit to work in us.
主，我们再次愿你的话在我们弟兄姐妹的生命里面造就我们。主，我们感谢你。
May your word once again build us up. We thank you, Lord.
我们将祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer is in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, 谢谢各位。